So that is will be the end of this show. I hope you've enjoyed it. So it's been nice for me. Don't know if I can reach anyone at all though, but doesn't matter. You've been hearing Dubmood like every other song. Don't know if you've noticed, but helps you if you want to Google things and want to find out what these songs really are. You can download them straight from the artist, most of them anyways. So that way you at least know that they get their fair share and like labels get next to nothing. Instead of the other way around. Of course, if you go to modarchive.com, there are lots of similar songs to these. And you can play them with like module players, like trackers. They're free downloads. And you can make these yourself with those tools as well. This is four patterns each music battle. So I guess it's various artists with... They made like four patterns in a tracker. Like one tracker has like four channels or eight channels. And then a couple of notes. That's all what this is. Just samples. In a pattern, in a tracker.
Sorry?
Oh yes, tuurlijk, ik ga even afsluiten. Ik ga even afsluiten en dan... Kut, stop hem. Ah, de sampling, dat vergeet ik nog. Ja, stop maar gewoon. Dan toch al verderfd.
I can make a fresh announcement and I get the Belgium embassy from here.
Yeah, but it's busy.
What? Okay. How many minutes I have done?
Good.
Just a second.
deze heeft 1 minuut 40.
Ja,
hij heeft
een cent af
en toe,
dus ik weet wat
radio is. Hé, je grote vriend van vorige keer!
Ja! Hello. Hello, everybody. I have to make a very serious announcement. The Belgian embassy is looking for the gnomes that's been, they are fled. I have to tell the story from the beginning. There was some news on the local newspaper telling the gnomes have fled from the gardens.
And they, they fled from our village, and before that they murdered someone. So there's still the crime scene in front of our space.
But let me tell you the story of the gnomes, because they have been given to the Fab Lab and they've been transformed in something. There was something strange in their eyes.
Yes, the Fab Lab, they had some of our gnomes for landing.
Yes.
And when they brought us back, they had some extra features, and they're really creeping me out. It's scary.
What are they doing?
Before their eyes were glowing red.
Yes.
Now it's glowing in many colors, and they're moving.
They are moving.
They give them life.
They probably killed someone.
They killed someone, yes.
So we are really looking for the gnomes.
We're looking for the gnomes. They're a bit everywhere in the camp. I know that there are nine. There were nine gnomes that are guilty of the murder that happened in front of our village. We already have five in custody. There are still four in nature. So please bring them back.
They're hiding somewhere.
They're hiding. And you can see them. They're just waiting for the next victim in the dark.
So they have glowing eyes in colors.
Yes. Their eyes are glowing red. You know, they are just waiting for their next victim.
So you really, really take care if you go out of there. And if you see something glowing red out of the
eyes. If you see something glowing red.
You may get a beer.
Yeah. Just capture it. Bring it to the Belgian Hackerspace Village. One, heat sink.
Yes, and then you get
a
really
free beer.
Very nice free beer.
Yes.
Just to recap, that four murder gnomes.
There are still four murderous gnome on the wild, you know, running wild in the camp. So please catch them before they make another victim.
So
it is very important.
You get a beer for it.
Yes, you get free beer.
And you don't get yourself murdered, right? That's very nice.
And then you stay alive.
You stay
it's
alive.
The best of both worlds.
So that was the
wow. Story of the killer gnome.
Yeah, I'm not the jerk, so.
So we have to find the gnomes.
People are going like, are you batshit insane? Or.
I never expected a village to be that good.
Yeah, pretty creepy, yeah.
You're now listening to the stream of the live stream of the ending party of OM 2013. Veel lasers. Je moet echt serieus even gaan kijken.
Okay,
voordat ze gestopt zijn. Ik gok dat het tussen 12 en 1 is. Ja, is dat daar.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, ze streamen. Ja, dat is geen direct input, dat is een mic, gewoon een mic. Ach joh, doem, 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 doem.
Ja, dat was weer mijn idee. Ja. Ik heb eigenlijk een playlist opzetten. Het is allemaal drieën van. Ja,
wat zeg je?
Ik had een playlist gewoon voor dat tussen 12 en 1. En. Ik had het al drieën zijn iPad zien hier.
Lekker aan het lopen.
Ja, 4 met 12. Ik heb gewoon een waar we iets gaan doen, Mike. Ik heb een pijntje. Nee, voor de tv, maar ik heb zoiets van. Kom, jongen, wel even lekker fiets. Ja, je
hebt vlees en een leeuw.
Maar
Twitter broadcast?
Howdy, y'all. I come bearing a warning. The gnomes from the Belgian embassy have been running around the campsite. They have murderous intentions. They're trying to take over the world. You can find a description for their plan for taking over the world at the Metalab tent. This involves breaking the tidal lock between the moon and the earth. And as a result of this, the dark side of the moon will then face the earth. A time machine will then leave the moon, arrive on the Earth, take the gnomes back to the camp, and the camp will just begin overpopulating with gnomes. And the reason why they're doing this is in order to tie Nadim, the CryptoCat guy, up with strings, and then make him wander around and wave his arms and tell cat stories. And we can't allow this to happen. So please, if you're listening to this, and if you can find the gnomes, bring them to the Belgian embassy. You will be given good beer. Not German beer, but good beer, because it's not German. And neighborliness will abound. Thank you kindly for your time and attention.
Yeah, I'm not on the bus.
Guy on the poster.
No, I've not seen the poster.
Guy on the poster?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. Facebook
is a lot harder to give up.
When you quit Facebook, it'll show pictures of your friends and your family, right? And, it, and beneath the picture, it'll say, like, Steve will miss you, or Mary will miss you. It's emotional fucking blackmail.
Like, I'm gonna die if you quit Facebook. But then you never quit. That's why you never quit. They just disable it. You can always...
There is a way to kill it. You just have to... Like, wait 2 weeks, and they don't link to it anywhere. At least that's what it was 2 years ago.
Okay. But then I have no activities. I have many, many, many Facebook accounts. You know, a lot of... even I have Facebook accounts in the name of, you know, that...
the gnomes.
Huh?
The gnomes.
No, I might make one name of the gnomes, but you know, I had a Facebook account with the name of the guy from British Petroleum to say that, you know, he got a lot of money from to like, pay off, and I was promising everybody I would give money. I really could have an account with his real name. And I promised, you know, I make a lot of friends, and I promised them I would pay the clinic, pay research. It's still there, the account is still there, I can log in. So I have many.
I think it's time for more beer.
Yeah. You have to find a kabouter. Like, no.
Honestly, I'm from that village, I don't know where they put it. Honestly, I have no idea.
Okay.
Right, because I was part of the team that put the posters, but not I am not part of the team that
I was
the
team.
All of it.